Welcome to GLTs, or Good Local Tips, with Caroline Wilson and Corrie Perkin. All thanks to Red Energy. They're powered by Snowy Hydro and 100% Australian electricity and gas. Call 131 806 for real Aussie energy.
Welcome everyone to GLT, Good Local Tips. Off the back of episode 131, I'm Corrie Perkin, here with my colleagues in arms, Caroline Wilson. Hi, Caro.
Hello, Corrie.
And our producer, Jane Neild. Hi, Miss Jane.
Hello. Always good to be with you, Corrie.
Thank you very much. It's good to be with you too, Jane. Now, I want to kick today off thinking about travelling, thinking about where we can't go. But look, glass is always half full for me, so I'm thinking, where can we go? And I'm thinking Victoria, rural and regional Victoria. Caro and Jane, there were some rather scary images in the news on the weekend of people just arriving en masse, like hordes of locusts on local towns, with local townspeople feeling a little bit nervous in Daylesford and so on because so many city slickers had come out for the day. But
what about the Rye Pier on the weekend? They had to close it off because everyone jumped on board to watch the annual pilgrimage of the sand crabs.
Too many people, too close
and
people.
And the organ pipes, you know, the national park. My friend at Channel 9 Makeup, Yvonne, went with her family for a big hike and she said it was actually uncomfortable. There was nowhere to stop and have a picnic. It was so crowded.
I think this will be a bit of an issue and needs to be managed. But look, there are so many beautiful parts of Victoria to visit over the next few months, and I'm going to kick it off by saying I am going to Port Fairy, and we know where we're staying, and we're going for 3 or 4 days to the beautiful town on the coast, at the coast of the Western District.
I think that would be my favourite Victorian town, and I was thinking about it the other day because Clementine said she was planning a weekend away. And she said, what's your favourite? And she said, don't say Port Fairy. It can't be coastal. I don't know why it can't be coastal. I've never actually spent time in Trentham, but people do say Trentham is the most beautiful town in Victoria.
And you've got the Garden of St. Earth up that way, Caro.
Which would be lovely.
Which I think is now called the Diggers Club.
And it's sort of near Kyneton, and there's a bit of Annie Smithers, you know, there's a lot of beautiful gardens. I had a weekend once at Beechworth. I've had several weekends at Beechworth. I love Beechworth. And I've never actually been and would love to go to Bright. And, you know, wonderful Italian culture and all the great places. And obviously the old railway line, they've turned into a bike track around there.
You're about 3 weeks too late, though, for the Autumn Leaves Parade. I went there once with my grandparents who used to love taking photographs of autumn leaves. I don't know why. But it is a beautiful part of the world. That whole valley, that King Valley area is fantastic.
Jane?
I can't go past, you know, a stone's throw from Ballarat. Little towns like Clunes where you could just... I mean, of course, the book town didn't happen this year, but little places where you could just close your eyes and imagine the carts and the horses rolling down these little goldfields towns. Creswick is gorgeous. There's a beautiful walk through LaGuerche's track, which was, you know, a bloke called LaGuerche who planted back in the sort of late 1880s, I think, some incredible European trees. But anywhere that I can get into a forest and just not see another person, I'm happy. So you only really have to go even 40 minutes from Melbourne, Werribee Gorge, places like that. So I
don't
think, go local, go
don't
easy.
Do the 1,000 steps, Caro. Someone told you and I on the weekend that they had to close it because there were so many people.
Well, as you've done it, you know how narrow it is. I'm not surprised. Inverley has got one of my favourite main streets in Victoria, and obviously there are so many great places. And you only really hop, skip and a jump past Geelong when you don't really think about it. There are so many places around that area I love. I mean, the coast is so beautiful, and the Mornington Peninsula.
Lawn.
Yep, the Surf Coast is absolutely stunning. Colac is a great town. I really like Colac. But I think Port Fairy would still be my favourite.
So, Janie, I think we should throw it out to our listeners. If anybody has a GLT regarding a large or small Victorian regional town where you think we should go visiting over the next few months, let us know. And let us know why you love it and what we should see.
Have you ever been to Marlow? Where the Snowy River meets the sea.
That makes me think of Marlo Thomas in That Girl.
Yes, well.
Remember that wonderful show?
Oh, she was fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. I love That Girl.
Great outfits.
That is a beautiful town. Now, I just want to throw in a gardening tip, Miss Jane, because remember last week I was complaining about all the bugs and slugs and gunk in my compost bin?
Yes.
Well, our dear friend Felicity Savage Corrie, great fan of the podcast and a great friend of the podcast, says we just have to keep throwing in cane straw. She said what it dries it out, it
yeah,
soaks
so
up the moisture.
Yep.
And it also gets rid of those pesky little bugs, or most of them. But she said they're doing their job. You need them in the mix. She even also, to get rid of the liquid, throws in the odd egg carton, which breaks down really well.
Yeah, I put all my paper. I used to have a shredder, but then it sort of got chewed up and blew up. I just rip all my cardboard and paper into the compost. It's actually quite therapeutic.
Well, I've got to start putting in the pea straw. So that's a tip, a gardening tip.
Felicity's a wonderful correspondent for us. Felicity, do you have any tips on weevils in pantries? Not that I have any at the moment. They're frozen to death.
She's good on gardening. I'm not sure what she's like in pantries. What about you gardening, Miss Gardening?
I actually weeded my poppies and did the most boring job of just having to get all of the weeds out of the paving on the weekend in Ballarat, but definitely loving hot water, boiling hot kettle, onto the paving where the weeds are. Yep. Come back 2 weeks later and you can literally just dust it off. So that is
Jane,
a great
come
tip.
Back an hour later. Yes. I mean, it just does the trick. Yeah. If you make it a rule whenever you're making yourself a cup of tea, quite often in my house and yours, Corrie, put the rest of the kettle on in between
the teapot.
Yeah.
Well, the hot water.
What did
Sorry,
you once
I always
years
put the tea leaves on roses.
I thought you said camellias or hydrangeas once.
I might have. But outside that particular kitchen garden was where the rose bed was, with all those magnificent roses, and I used to always put the tea leaves out there.
Oh, okay.
But they're supposed to be good for hydrangeas, I understand.
And Jane, you've given me a box of absolutely gorgeous looking things as a birthday present. You've been potting. Now, what have you given me?
Okay, so it is that time of the year that you can find things just sprouting in your garden. I thought, what to give Caroline Wilson for her birthday, of course, you know.
Sure, what do you give the girl who has everything?
Exactly.
I know.
So in there, I've thrown my old dead artichoke heads once they've flowered. I leave them to develop the seed. I've thrown them in my front artichoke bed and they are just popping up little seedlings.
They're amazing.
They're globe artichokes.
Little, they're quite big.
Yeah, they're probably sort of 6 months old already. It'll take a couple years to mature. And also calendulas. And there's a whole stack of dried seeds as well as some seedlings that just popped up in the paving, which are great for companion planting. So I recommend this time of year, if you've got seeds that you're just collecting for whenever, I've got boxes of them, just get them out there, sprinkle them out.
See what happens.
See what happens.
That is quite exciting. You know, the ones I smuggled home from the Lost Gardens of Heligan last year.
You must not admit this.
I've got so many.
You must not admit this.
I've got cornflowers and foxgloves in winter.
Okay.
In winter.
Don't tell customs, Caro. That'll be the end of you.
Girls,
I have
anyway.
This is... I'll come and visit you at the women's prison. The New York Times had a story. This is not actually a GLT, but it's just quite interesting anyway. They interviewed a whole lot of epidemiologists in the US about what do you most want to do when lockdown finishes. And as we know, it has been more severe in New York than other places in the world. This is the order of things that they... So 64% said this summer they want to bring in the mail without taking any precautions. Isn't that interesting? We've all been just going to our letterbox and opening the mail.
Oh, no.
Isn't that amazing?
No, not
you.
Certain people in my family.
60% said they want to see a doctor for a non-urgent appointment. 56% of recipients said they want a vacation overnight within driving distance. And 41%, they're following your lead, Caro, beautification. They want to get a haircut at a salon or a barbershop.
Now, that has been an enjoyable, very enjoyable.
And then later in the year, 46% of them want to go and have a small dinner party. That was top of the list. Isn't that interesting?
And not a sex toy in sight. That is, and so we really do mean that. We want to hear your tips about where we can go within Victoria and maybe New South Wales, because obviously it's only, 3.5 hours to Albury Wodonga?
Yeah. Oh, that's a beautiful place to hang out. Yeah. Albury Wodonga.
Lots of good golf courses
all
up there.
All those twin towns up there. But, you know, that's a really good drive and we can cross that border. Yeah. So there we go.
We've got a couple of GLTs from listeners as well. We have to say hello to Elizabeth Gayton, who's listening in Hobart, which is probably the only place I can think of chillier than Ballarat right about now. She says Google comedian Mel Bracewell's respectful but hilarious impersonation of Jacinda Ardern. Truly fantastic. And I think, you know, the fact that it's respectful but funny is always good.
Hands off our Jacinda, I say.
Wade Kingsley, you mentioned getting your spuds from Hawke's Farm last week at Boneo, Corrie. Lots of support for them. Obviously, great little farm gate place. They also do hot chips there, says Wade. thrice cooked from their own homegrown
Look, can I just Wade, that, fatty, fatty boomba.
No, whenever we go there, Clem always says, we're going to get the hot chips, but they only do them until the end of April. To my knowledge, it always ends at the end of April. They are the most incredible hot chips you've ever tasted. But, Corrie, they do have a coffee machine as well, as you know.
Yeah, apparently so the coffee is pretty good.
It is.
And Vicky Mills sent us through a message to say the best thing she discovered in isolation was Dr. Teal's Epsom salts soaking solution with coconut oil. And Vicky says there's also a variety of flavours. So when you're talking about your big long baths.
I thought you were going to say when you're talking about your sex toys.
You know what Epsom salts do? They go in your lemon cordial. They go on your gardenias.
They're the gift that keeps on giving, Caro.
They go in the bath.
They make your bones feel better.
And what do they? Are you talking about hand sanitizer, Jane?
No, in your
bath. No, just for in the bath.
Oh, coconut oil. And
so it's actually a blend with the Epsom salts and the coconut oil to keep your skin nice and smooth.
Well, that's
as
a bit
well
cheaper than
soaking
my Salus Rose bath oil, I guess, isn't
Possibly.
It?
Possibly.
No, actually, Epsom salts are not inexpensive, Caro.
No, but I think the coconut oil is a lot.
Yeah, it's obviously a blend, and she says there are different flavours.
So we've got spray coconut oil in our cupboard. Could I spray it into the bath?
Probably.
Or maybe spray it all over me and then get in the bath. That would be good. That would be good.
We can turn you into a macaron
Then you don't have to worry about putting moisturiser on afterwards. Anyway, just saying.
Listeners, don't take that as a good local tip, I'd recommend. It's been lovely, like weird, ladies, but thank you very much. And what do we say?
Don't shoot the messenger.
Thanks for listening to Caro and Corrie's GLTs. If you've got a good local tip, we'd love to hear from you. You can email feedback@don'tshootpod.com.au or join us on Facebook and Twitter. It's all for Red Energy. Powered by Snowy Hydro, Red Energy are a leader in renewable energy. They're 100% Australian electricity and gas. You can give them a call on 131 806 for real Aussie energy. Thanks for listening. If you love an insightful podcast, Red Energy's podcast lifestyle series is for you. Real estate, cooking, parenting, home design, plus the sport of gardening with Dale Vine.
I never thought I'd say it, Jane, but compost is on trend at the moment. It is it is as cool as a hairstyle by Dustin Martin, I can tell you.
Powered by Snowy Hydro, a leader in renewable energy, switch to Aussie-owned Red Energy today. Red Energy's podcast lifestyle series, available wherever you get your podcasts and the SEN app.